Blog Talk Radio.
Mortgage Talk. WHPNN Radio Network proudly presents Mortgage Talk, hosted by Rick Montgomery. Welcome to Mortgage Talk. Yeah, we're back. Good to be back here on WHPNN Radio Network. Got to make some adjustments here, so bear with me. Just a tab. Trying to get the adjustment back. Let's see. Are we on the right track here? There we are. Yeah, there we are. On the studio time. Yep, that's where we are. Okay, welcome back. Mortgage Talk, got cut my throat. Been a while. It's been a very long time since we been back here. So glad to be back with you guys to talk about some good topics. Now, of course, today's topic is about mortgage protection, is what today's topic is going to be about. So we're going to talk about mortgage protection today. I want to do something right quick before we do that. Dave, of course, joining me in the studio is my engineer, Dave Mann. He's here. We have a commercial, an old commercial. Okay, put on an old commercial, and then we'll come right back. We're fumbling all around a little bit, new stuff, so we kind of fumbling around just a little bit with it. So, I'm going to let Dave take the commercial. We're going to come right back. So back in a moment, more Mortgage Talk. Don't go away.
Laurel Motors of Tinley Park, Illinois. We are a luxury to the power of four. We have a huge selection of new and used cars across our Tinley Park complex, with new car rates starting at 1.9% and certified rates starting at 0.9%. Come see us. Take advantage of our Make an Offer sales event going on right now. Royal Jaguar, Volvo, Audi, and Land Rover. We are real people with real prices and real deals. We are located at 8031. West 159th Street, just 25 minutes from Chicago, Joliet, and Indiana. For more information, contact me, Don Domingo, at 708-724-4632. Remember, we are luxury to the power of four, making luxury affordable for everyone.
All right, and welcome back. Okay, we're back here, right here on WHPNN Radio Network. Let's see here. I'm fumbling with my headset. Okay. Thank you, Dave. So it should be okay. So I should have everything I need right here. Okay. He's making a minor adjustment.
Okay, we got it.
All right. Thank you very much. They appreciate that. Minor adjustment is made. We're here. I want to talk about mortgage protection. But I want to give some questions about mortgage protection. What is mortgage protection? You know, we have a mortgage. Mortgage can easily be a home, a business, investment property. And like with anything else that we do, we have to have some type of protection over the items that we own, whether it's a automobile, whether it's a diamond ring, a fur coat, whether it's jewelry, or whether it's your furniture. we have protection known as insurance in case something were to happen to it, meaning that someone may come in, break in, and steal these items, or if the items happen to have a manufacturing default, we have what is known as a warranty, which is nothing but an insurance policy. Let me say that again, because somebody probably going to miss this. We purchase warranties for the products and goods that we buy. And a warranty is nothing but a short-term insurance policy. Now, I know you heard about short-term insurance policy, because if you are going to take a flight to a different state or even out of the country, international flight, you can purchase what is known as flight insurance. Those are temporary insurance that will cover you in case something were to happen on the plane or to the plane that spawns on you, that takes you away from your loved ones and family. That is a short-term insurance protection. Well, that's what a warranty is. It's a short-term insurance protection. On our home, we have what is known as homeowner's insurance. Homeowner's insurance protects the home and the items and goods inside the home is also covered if listed in the homeowner's insurance. Homeowner's insurance will cover your garage, whether it's attached or detached. Homeowner's insurance can be bundled with auto to bring you good savings, so it can cover your auto even inside the garage in case it catches on fire or get destroyed by a tornado. These are what you call having protection, but too often and too many times and with high statistics clearly show that many people do not protect themselves. That means that they don't even have insurance on themselves. Everything in the home is covered but them. I'll get it. Not yet. Not now. Maybe next time. Mortgage protection. Mortgage protection is a secure way to protect your family in case one of the loved ones, meaning the mother, meaning the father, may pass away unexpectedly or even naturally. We all don't know when the time will come. It is so written in the Book of Life. But the time can come unexpectedly. We see people and we hear about it, that people that are healthy and jogging and eating the right things and doing the right things, all of a sudden they drop dead at age of 45 or 40 or 25 or 30. So being healthy is great and good, and we should all do that, but it won't stop it if it's written in the Book of Life for your time to check out. Mortgage protection can protect the family and secure the home for the loved ones. It can secure the home for the children. It can secure the home for the wife. And if vice versa, it can secure the home for the husband. Homeowners insurance is a protection to cover property damages. That's all it does. That's what it's for. It's cover property damage from a fire. That personal property is also covered if listed. A depreciation value will be estimated by your agent and the underwriting team of the carrier to determine the value of the property. and a check will be cut to you for that. Anyone hurt inside the property, it will cover them just as well for hospitalization, even though they're not part of the family, but happen to be in the house at the time. Homeowners insurance protects you if anyone falls on your property and become injured. It will cover their hospitalization. And in today's market where everyone is so crazy, it is wise for you to even have an attorney on your team. So if you're not a part of Legal Shield, Affordable Legal Service, something is wrong. You really need to give me a call at 708-572-7855 and state to me that you want the Affordable Legal Shield, $24.99 to cover you and up to seven members of your immediate family. Come on now, you can't beat that with a licking stick. So you have Affordable Legal Service for your protection that you can call anytime to discuss any matter and get professional legal advice, and also to know that you're talking to a law firm, okay? Not a suitcase attorney, but a law firm. Legal Shield also can help you even with identity theft, which is going on like crazy. Even people's laptops and desktops has been tampered with, and they attack them and call you and pretend to be a technician from Microsoft or from whatever brand name that's on your device. They pretend to be the technician for that and needing your permission to allow them to get into your system. They managed to get into your system enough to get your attention, but not enough to do permanent damage. They need you to open up that final door. And so you want the problem taken care of, so you allow them to get into your system, and now they're holding your information hostage, and they're taking your information and using it in a fraudulent, false way. You're paid for the release of your information, and sometimes they'll just return you back to normal care, or they don't return you back at all. Legal Shield identity theft can protect you from that for $9.99 a month. You can't go wrong. Covered up to $3 million for your protection. Affordable Legal Service, Legal Shield. And, of course, you know we had them on our show about maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and they talked to us about what they do. And trust me, it was known as prepaid legal back in the 70s, so they've been around a very, very long time. Legal Shield, Affordable Legal Service, and that's all I'm going to say on that for you to have your legal team together. When you do that and people want to sue you because they fell down on your property, their medical is covered because of homeowners insurance. It covers it. But if you happen to pass away or get into a major accident on the way home and something happens to you, is your family covered? Now, of course, we can talk about what type of insurance policy that you have that could cover you. And if you have an insurance policy strong enough to cover you and the property too, then you have done your job diligently and you're in good shape, leaving your family in great shape. But statistics tell us over 77% of the people out here today do not have that at all. Some have just enough to cover them, some have not enough to cover them, and some have none at all to cover them. Mortgage protection is an insurance policy that will cover the costs of paying the mortgage on your home. Mortgage protection, let me say this again, is an insurance policy that will cover the payout of your lien that's on the property. In case something happens to you, your house is paid for, your condo is paid for, and your family and your wife does not, or your husband, whichever, vice versa, does not have the burden to, after grieving or still in grieving stage, now have to wonder, where are we going to live? Maybe you had an insurance policy, and maybe you had a $20,000 insurance policy. It was enough to give you a wonderful send-off, a great homecoming. But at the end, for the living, which is your family, it wasn't enough to keep them accustomed to what you prepared for them when you was alive, the kind of living that they have now. Will they have it if something were to happen to you? So if you don't have the mortgage protection, then the answer to that question is no. If you do have the mortgage protection, then the answer to that question is a wonderful yes. And if you don't know what mortgage protection is, once again, it will cover the cost of the balance on the promissory note that you sign when you first purchase a home. We all know the mortgage term, a mortgage. A mortgage is not what you pay. A mortgage is the collateral that was put up for the loan of the money to purchase it. We know that the promissory note is the contract. And we know that that's what you are obligated based on the contract, that so you don't forfeit the contract. Because if you do, then you hold the right to take the collateral, better known as the mortgage, which is secured on paper, known as mortgage deed. Okay? Those are good mortgage terms for you to have and to know what they mean. But when you have mortgage protection and something were to happen and you have a $230,000 lien, it's going to cover the $230,000 lien. And if you have a good insurance agent, like myself, you're also going to have revenue sources, funds that your family can be able to survive on, allowing the wife a chance to be able to restructure herself if she's not working, allowing the wife to be able to balance out whatever debt that was left and be able to have revenue sources to live on. So mortgage protection is not just going to cover the promissory note, but if structured properly, it is going to cover your family. All right, let me give you an example. You have a promissory note of $170 to pay out. And we're going to keep the numbers even, okay? Your mortgage protection policy, which is a whole life policy, is going to cover the $170,000, and if structured properly, it should be able to cover maybe $50,000 for your wife, for your spouse, to be able to live on while they make certain preparations to continue revenue sources to come in if she's still in the working world, okay? Mortgage protection policy also will come with a terminal ill policy, a chronic rider, and a critical writer. Now, some of these writers are costs, very inexpensive costs to add on a whole life policy. The majority of your whole life policy will come with a terminal illness. And some carriers even have chronic illness, and then the critical becomes a rider that you have to purchase. And if you have a index universal life policy, it will have all three because it's part of the policy. Okay? Now, what that means is that if you become, and if you're smart too, you will have a disability rider on your mortgage protection policy. Because not all the time do people lose their home off the basis of death. They lose their home off the basis of illness, being disabled, either by accident or either through their gene process, because it flows through the genes. I remember that my neighbor across the street, a very strong working man, very good, strong family man, a good black man, had a good job, beautiful wife and beautiful children, girls growing up. One daughter was hired at Dollar Tree store as an assistant manager and was trained to become the manager, and later she did become the manager. But before that process took place, her father was struck and ill. Time off from the job to try to recuperate. But through his genetic makeup came a illness that cripples the muscle, and it does so throughout his family around that particular age. And it got him, and that illness later was identified as having a muscle disorder that enabled him not to be able to walk. And then later, prior to the moving, we heard that he had some type of cancerous in the brain. But before that process took place, that muscle disablement prevented him from getting up in the morning, going to work, and taking care of his family. They had to sell their home before the process of falling behind took place, because the disability on the job was only good for 6 months. And it was running out, and time was running out, and the little money that they had was running out. So they had to do something. But if he only did this, if he only took advantage of an insurance policy instead of relying on the disability on the job, but took care his own world. You see, jobs have group disability. There's nothing wrong with them, but they're for short term. What if you're disabled or injured for longer than 6 months? You're out of luck and out of a job, which means that your $10,000 life policy is over. You don't carry that with you. So now you don't have those type of protection that you once had, that you felt good about, but you don't have it anymore. The $10,000 life policy does not pay out right away upon death. It takes 30 days before you get a check. Meanwhile,
you have to have some type of funds to give to the funeral home while they're waiting on you for the balance. And if you have any, if he had or she had any liens coming in or any outstanding debt and they send that in to the job to try to recover your last check or whatever benefit that you may have coming, that death benefit will pay that out. And what's left over will be given to you. So be careful when you are relying on your job debt policy of $10,000 or $15,000, whatever your number is, because you can't take it with you. And too often, too many people feel that they could or they can, or was told that they could and can, and they're not going to believe you because you're coming in trying to sell them something that they don't need because they already got. But in actuality, they don't have it. They have it as long as they have the job. Once the job laid them off, it's over. So being disabled because you could be in a car accident and you could be in contraction for the next 2 years. Maybe your back could have been injured. And we all know about how unpredictable and a back injury can be and how difficult and tough it is for it to heal back to its normal state. It usually never do. An individual usually makes attempt to return to work and then later have to resign from work due to the back injury. And now they are filing for Social Security disability to try to help out. And now they're going to make adjustments on their lifestyle. Why are you putting yourself and your family through this when you could have already protected yourself with the mortgage protection? You see, with mortgage protection, you would have a disability rider attached that's totally inexpensive. Through some carriers, is less than $10. And that rider disability would have covered you. Even though you have it on your job, it would still would have covered you, keeping you with revenue funds to keep your bills paid, to keep your lifestyle intact, even after your temporary disability on the job ran out. Isn't that something? Mortgage protection can do all of that for you. Mortgage protection can also cover your grandsons or granddaughters if your own children is procrastinating and don't have insurance policies on themselves or their children, which is your grandkids. And most grandparents are very, very protective over their grandchildren. Well, you can easily add a policy, a $5,000 or $10,000 policy rider, totally inexpensive, and add it on to your premium. A child insurance policy just by itself, if you just want to do that, can easily cost you, for a child that is at the age of 6 or 7 or 8, anywhere between $5.99 to $10. Isn't that something? For a face value policy of $15,000 or $25,000. Just a tad a little bit more. Because the risk for the child is far less than it is for the risk of you who's 60 or 55 or 45. Mortgage protection protects the family and the estate. Something happens, your family is protected. You become disabled, you are protected, and your lifestyle continues. And under the disability, it will pay your policy. It may not pay the target amount, because with a whole life policy, you have an accumulation value, a cash value there. And that's where you can borrow from that living benefit or cash value, whatever you may need it. So mortgage protection gives you so much. It protects the family, making sure that you are A-OK, making sure that nothing happens, that if something do happen, you are covered. That's what mortgage protection will provide for you and your family, keeping you safe, making sure that everything is going to be all right. Because you're going to be all right. Because when you don't have mortgage protection, when you somehow, some way, decide to give up on it or don't consider it, then it has the tendency to come back and haunt you. And too often, too many people lose their homes off of those bases. The purpose today of Mortgage Talk is to give you some of these examples on what could happen. So do yourself a fair analysis. Ask yourself these qualifying questions. Be fair with yourself. Be honest with yourself. You're your own chief executive officer of your world. I'm sharing information for you to protect your world, making sure that your world is safe. Safe for yourself in case you become injured. Safe for your family in case something were to happen to you, or if something were to happen to your spouse, you're safe. The family is safe. They're living that they're accustomed to is safe. So do analysis. And the analysis is, when you do this analysis, do the analysis by asking yourself these questions here. Do you know what your house is worth today? This is your world. You're the chief executive officer of your world. You should know what your house is worth. Not ask someone else. You should know what your house is worth. I've been in my house now for over 20 years, okay? Every 5 years, you should have an assessment done on your home. You should pay for an appraiser to come out and appraise your property. So you would know what your assessment is and not so much rely on a county assessment, because the county assessment is never, and I'm going to say this again, the county assessment is never on target. They're so far off key, it's unbelievable. Totally unbelievable. But for your world and for your purpose and for your estate, in case something were to happen, in your documentation file, is already stated and listed when the last appraisal was done and what the value of it was done at that particular time. So do you know what your home is worth? Not what you think it's worth, not your sentimental value to what you may believe is worth, but do you know what your home is worth? When was the last time you had your house appraised? Is your next question. When was the last time that you actually ordered an appraiser to come out and assess your home and determine the value of your home so you'll know what your equity baseline is in your home? Because this is what banks ask you. What is your equity baseline in your house, Mr. and Mrs. Johnson? Your equity baseline. My equity baseline. The value of your property. Oh, I had that done. Man, I don't know. Most homeowners do not know. This is your property. This is your investment. This is your moneymaker. and you don't know what it's worth? Next question. What other insurance do you have that's on your home right now? What other insurance policy have you taken out on your home today? Next question. What kind of protection do you have if you were to become disabled by getting hurt or all of a sudden you were diagnosed with cancer or all of a sudden you had a heart attack or all of a sudden you had a stroke? Do you have coverage for this? Do your homeowner's insurance cover you on that basis? No. But if you have mortgage protection, if you have mortgage protection, you can easily have a rider that can cover these bases for you. And let's just say that for whatever reason, you decided that, hey, I can wing my way through this, and I hear you, Rick, but I don't need a mortgage protection. But wait a minute. Elaborate a little bit on the stroke and the cancer and the heart attack insurance policy. Can you elaborate on that? I certainly can. You can take it out separately. Or are you in good health right now? Statistics states that as older that you get, you're bound to experience one of these. A disability that will put you down for more than a year. A heart attack. And that could come from high cholesterol. That can come from not taking care of yourself. Or it can just come from natural causes. A stroke. These things can shut you down. When the president and chief executive officer is shut down from his world, then he has no resources to bring in the revenue sources unless he puts something together. Prior to, he's not going to be able to have a survival point for the family. So the serious question comes in. What kind of protection do you have if you were to become disabled, get diagnosed with cancer, had a stroke, a recent heart attack? Can you survive? And if you say, yes, I can, what type of policy do you have in place? Do you have mortgage protection in place? It will protect your original investment, your estate. Are you in a flood zone area? Do you live in a flood zone area? Have you had any appraisal done or an assessment by an insurance agent that can determined based off a map setting whether you're in a flood zone area? Because your homeowner's insurance does not cover flood damage. I'm going to say this again. Your homeowner's insurance does not cover flood damage. If you live in a flood zone area, your agent should have easily told you, especially if you have an agent that communicates and treats you like you are his client, not his customer, his client. And when you have an agent like that, an agent like me, then you're able to know these things and have a safe comfort zone to know that you are fully protected. The next question, what is your square footage of your property? You'll find that in the appraisal. If you close the deal and you have a copy of your appraisal when you close the deal, that information will be in there. The square footage don't shift and change, okay? Even though you closed that deal 13 years ago. The next question is, whose name is on the promissory note and the deed? Whose name is on there? Too often, we don't set wills, and when something happens to us, for whatever reason, a spouse dies, and the house was purchased prior to the engagement of marriage, even though you're living in a homestead state, that property does not legally go to you. It does not. You have no claim over it. Well, I fixed the roof on it. I did this. You still have no claim over it. Unless a quick claim deed was done, quit claiming you onto the property, giving you interest in the property, you have none. And too often people rely on the goodwill of family members that they'll do the right thing. And I'm here to tell you that usually when someone dies, there's always going to be certain family members that's going to show their behind. That kindness and that niceness is going to jump out the window, and it's all for one and one for all. So ask yourself these questions here. These are what I call qualifying questions for yourself, you, the chief executive officer of your world, qualifying questions of yourself. What kind of insurance do you have on the property now? Is the homeowner's insurance affordable for you right now? You're working all these jobs now. You don't have time. Well, then sit down and call a licensed agent. You don't know any? Well, there's the Yellow Pages. There's usually a State Farm or Allstate or American Family not too far from you. Or even a Prudential, maybe a little ways, but not too far. Or you hear about a agent on the phone or agent on the radio, and he's telling you, I can tailor your insurance to your needs, earning your business as my client. You can call Rick Montgomery at 708-572-7855, 708-572-7855. Get your free analysis of your property. We can help you set up the right way. And when something goes wrong, your family is instantly protected at no extra cost to you in setting this and providing this information and assisting you in making sure that it's done completely and done correctly. It's far too often that we drop the ball and life still goes on. It's far too often that we drop the ball and forget about it, but life still go on. It's far too often that now we're unemployed and we drop the ball, and now we don't have any money, but life still go on. Time waits for no one. Time cannot be manipulated. You can impersonate it. You can be mentally disordered in thinking that you have that you are controlling it, but time waits for no one. These are the questions that you must ask yourself and then sit down with a licensed agent and talk to him about mortgage protection, all that comes with it. Rick Montgomery says that the riders I can add with it, I can add a disability rider to it. Yes, you can. In the state of Illinois, Illinois alone, every insurance agent must at least offer you a disability insurance policy. You hold the right to turn it down, but he must offer you that before he talk about why y'all in his office in the first place. Was you talking about life, or you talking about homeowners insurance? The agent must offer you a disability policy first and foremost. Now, with this set, we're going to do a inspirational song. Then I'm going to come right back, and then we're going to close off the show. So inspirational song is coming up.
I'll keep holding on.
Welcome back to Mortgage Talk. Glad that you guys are still with us here on Mortgage Talk. As we're wrapping up the show, and I certainly hope that what we talked about, mortgage protection, that a lot of you homeowners out there take this very seriously, because things are happening in today's time. People are being shot in movie theaters, on highways. It's not even their fault, depending upon what city that they're in. People are getting caught up in very dangerous and very bad accidents. And these accidents that they get caught up in, sometimes the outcome of it can be a disabled outcome. Sometimes the outcome can be a very good one. God bless them and thank God for that. Sometimes the outcome can be coming into a death process. And the question is your world protected? Have you asked yourself and analyzed your world with the qualifying question that I mentioned just a while ago? Have you given your world the assessment that it needs? Are you just too busy working two jobs or too many jobs and with a family, single parent, and haven't had the opportunity, don't know when you're going to get the opportunity, but you know you can't keep procrastinating on it because it will catch up at the wrong time when you don't need it to? So have you done the right thing in being president and chief executive officer of your world? And if you need help into doing that, understand that you can pick up the phone and you can dial this number and have a safe, comfortable feeling in knowing that help is on the way and that information, true information, is going to be shared and given to you by calling 708-572-7855, 708-572-7855. Ask to talk to me, Rick Montgomery. It is a name that you can trust. It's a name that's built on an excellent reputation in assisting and helping people throughout the mortgage industry and still helping people, individuals, and corporations under the commercial mortgage end and also under the insurance end. I built my reputation on honesty and trustworthiness and dedication in tailoring the insurance to my clients' need and assisting my clients on their commercial property for the proper financing and interest rate, making it affordable for them just as well. So see, you have someone with knowledge constantly, and I mean constantly, in training mode. There's always a change in the insurance business, and I make it my business to stay on top so I can bring information to my clients. But there's no way being a mortgage person, hosting the show Mortgage Talk for so long, taking time from Mortgage Talk and building my insurance business, but coming back and sharing information with you on Mortgage Talk to talk about mortgage protection, how important it is, along with a disability rider. More people become disabled first. Listen. More people become disabled first in life prior to death. You have more your options because they have so many ways to prolong life. Your chances of being disabled
is higher. So on your good job that pays you good salary, but only going to give you 6 months of disability, you can take out a disability policy by yourself. If you don't, you decide, I don't want mortgage protection, I take the disability, you can have a long-term disability policy just by itself. Totally, utterly inexpensive. Call me, 708-572-7855. Let me show you how inexpensive that it is. Did you know that healthcare is so high that people just cannot afford it? So there are supplemental policies that you can take. There's a policy that can cover ambulance riding and emergency care. It will pay you directly. So you got something instead of nothing. Rick, I got 2 part-time jobs, man. They don't offer me anything. You know, I mean, I got no health care, nothing, man. I go to the county whenever, you know, only if I absolutely positively have to do it. Well, I'm telling you right now that if you have insurance that will cover the ambulance ride to the hospital and will cover the cost of emergency care, and will even cover you if you have to stay in a hospital up to 21 days, you can be covered. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? And it's inexpensive. Inexpensive. Why don't you give me a call at 708-572-7855. Remember now, insurance is based off of your health, based off the height, based off the weight, based off your age. Everybody is assessed differently. One man was 60 years old. The other man was 60 years old. One man was a smoker, and the other man was a non-smoker. Naturally, the non-smoker policy is going to be far cheaper than the smoker policy. He's a higher risk. Another example. Both men, 60 years old. Both of them are not smokers. But the policy came out different because one man's policy cost him about 24 hours more than the other man, and he didn't understand why. Well, here's why. One man was 5'6", 130 pounds, while the other man was 5'6", and weighed 200 pounds. His policy is going to be more. No one is trying to give them a Jew-ness, if I can say that, without being disrespectful to anyone that considered themselves or is an individual. Just a term with no disrespect to you intended whatsoever. So in saying so, and how you qualify for these policies, and how you can protect your world, information is so important for you to know, and that's what Mortgage Talk is all about, because Mortgage Talk is under the umbrella of Information Center, where we give you nothing but the facts within the facts, none of our own personal opinion, but just the facts. We don't try to reinvent the wheel, we just tell you what's on it. It's good for you to know. Mortgage protection is out there, and it can help you. It can cover you. It can keep you safe. It can be your safe haven. Contact my office at 708-572-7855. Let me help you tailor insurance for your need. Let me help you get mortgage protection. Because many of you out there do not have it. And you think it's not going to be me. It's not going to be me. Ask so many people who thought it was not going to be them. Ask the people that was in the Twin Towers when those two planes struck, did they ever thought that they may die in those towers, get seriously injured in those towers by an airplane striking the tower? Unheard of. Unheard of. But it happened on September the 11th. So don't procrastinate. Don't hesitate. Don't pretend. This is good information for your world, to protect your world. Mortgage protection. The name speaks for itself. It does exactly what the name said it does. It protects the mortgage. It protects your family. It protects the home. It keeps your family in the home. It keeps your family in the home where they don't lose the home. The kids have a home to finish, to go to college on. The wife has a home. And when she's ready to sell, she's able to sell and now have a nice little nest egg, or he has a nice little nest egg to retire with. Mortgage protection. It protects you. It protects your family. It protects your children if they're not covered. It can cover and protect even some of the items that you fail to have covered in the homeowners. It can cover that too. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Mortgage protection. Remember the name. Remember the name. Remember what it does. Know what it do. Because it can help you just as well. Well, that's it for us on Mortgage Talk. I'll be back on the 30th of the month on Mortgage Talk. And it's already posted out there. Remember to go to blogtalkradio.com/Mortgage Talk 1 and listen. Don't forget, tomorrow on WHPNN Radio Network, that's what we're streaming from here in the studio in the back room. Back here tomorrow is going to be the Jam Master of Soul with Friday Night Jam. Go to speaker.com and get that information. Friday Night Jam is going to be tomorrow right here on WHPNN Radio Network. So don't miss it. Hosted by Rick Montgomery, Friday Night Jams. I'll see you on the 30th of the month right here on Blog Talk Radio. Good night, everybody, and thanks for listening, and thanks for joining me, and thanks for welcoming me back to Mortgage Talk. January.